Okay, so let's introduce Yoel. So Yoel is not a huge book, but it is a very, very cryptic book. Very, very cryptic. We really have no idea when it happens, because unlike the other prophets, like, you know, Hosea and Amos. And
we have a king or something.
Yeah, they tell us. He prophesies in this time. We don't know. How much do we not know? Well, here are the following sheets that I'm going to be basing myself mostly in an article by Rabbi Chaim Angel. So, one midrash. What? Yep. So one midrash says, aha, Yoel ben, what's his name? Tell me, first pasuk.
Pituel.
So the midrash says, aha, Pituel. Why would you think that Pituel is his name? It is not. Pituel is Shmuel.
Why?
Because he pita, right? He seduced God with his tefillah. That is the vision of Bamidbar Rabbah, is that this is from the time of, he is the son of Shmuel. Now, this is a slight problem, because, you know, Shmuel's sons were not righteous. And according to the Mizrach, it's like, aha, no, he did tshuva. He did tshuva. And then he was zocha to be a Navi after not being zocha, and then appointing a king instead. He did tshuva. The Ibn Ezra rejects it. Rabbi Yosef Kara, the Radak, do not bother quoting it. So the Gemara in Tainit says, no, the first two prakim, as we will see, discuss a plague of locusts. Very good. So they say, aha, that is what caused the seven-year famine in the time of Yehoram, the son of Achav. So Yoel is therefore a contemporary of Yoel, the son of Achav. And this is the position of
Isn't the locust thing all a metaphor in the first place?
We'll get there. They think this is literal, right? And therefore they say, yes, this is Rashi, Rosh Kara, Radak. They say this is possible. Now, of course, once you go into this, well, there were a lot of times when there were droughts and famines, you know, Eliyahu and all types of other things. Also slightly possible that there is no mention of the plague of locusts in Malachim. In Yoel there is. In Malachim, you would think that would come up. Right? We're talking about the famine and whatever doesn't come up. Seder Olam Rabba says he's from the time of Menashe. And he was one of three prophets that prophesied at that time. Who are the other ones? Nachum and Chavakuk. Right? So therefore, the unnamed anonymous Nevi'im that we find in Melachim around Menashe, so he's one of them. Because, you know, he was so wicked, so there had to be a lot of kings who were yelling, a lot of prophets who were yelling at Menashe. Abarbanel says, no, no, and no on all of those. And he says, Hosea, Yoel, Amos. Well, let's just assume that it's chronological, even though it's not, and say he must be a contemporary of Hosea and Amos, which puts him in the
second.
Right? No, the first bit of Megadash, the 8th century BC, right? At the time, basically, during the time of Chizkiyahu, continuing into the time of Menashe. However, in general, these books are not considered chronological, right? They're just organized however they are, right? Therefore, the Ibn Ezra says, you have the Ibn Ezra. What does the Ibn Ezra say on the first pasuk? I will read to you, right? Very good. I have no idea. There is literally nothing in this book that tells me when it happened. I don't know when it happens. So far we have Shmuel, right? Menashe, Chizkiyahu, Yehoram ben Achav. So what else, what other evidence might we have? So in Perek, throughout the first and second Perek, we're going to hear about how the Karbanot stopped being brought. Now what does that tell us? That there was a Beit HaMikdash, and therefore it's a Chiddush that there aren't Karbanot. So that tells us that either he's living in the time of the first Beit HaMikdash or the second, but not during the 70 years in between. This point is made by Rosh Hashanah and Kaspi. Good. Now, in Perek Dalid, right, what does Perek Dalid talk about? Good. So, well, it's the return of, right, so Yoel Perek Dalid starts off with he's talking about the return of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, right? So what does that, right? And then later on in Psukim Lamitet And Chaf, it talks about the fall of, or at the end of the Perek, Mitzrayim l'shmamatiyeh, v'edom l'mbar shmamatiyeh, right, so Edom and Mitzrayim will be desolate, and Yehuda will be forever. So what period does that probably talk about? What? Right, but if you're talking about the rebuilding of Yehuda, it has to be at, right, post-Korban, right? Or not, doesn't have to be. It could be it's pre-Korban and it's predicting it, which you do have in Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu and Yechezkel, you have that. But it also could be that he's a Navi, Dafka, in the time of the destruction, right? Or it maybe at the very end of the first Beit HaMikdash, after the first half of the Galut, 11 years before, and therefore he's talking about the return. Additionally, we know that Edom was destroyed by the time of Malachi, because Malachi says so, right? That God says, I have made Edom desolate. Thank you. That's good, right? Desolate. Which would mean that if Malachi says Edom is already desolate and Yoel says Edom will be desolate, then probably it's probably before Malachi. And therefore, Rabbi Angel summarizes, in light of this, the evidence we have are either, one, he's after Yoyachin's Galut, but before the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. Two, during or after Menashe's time, when the decree of destruction shall was known to the prophets, right? So it's possible he is writing before the destruction, by the time of Menashe, which is when the Churban was going to happen, right? Or possibly he's at the beginning of the second Beit HaMikdash, but before Edom is actually destroyed, right? Yeah, or Ishmael's son, and then I don't know what's going on, right? So that's a little bit on the very problematic issues of dating in the book of Yoel. And then Yoel, just to give you an overview, is divided into two very short parts, Perek 1 and 2 and Perek 3 and 4, right? Perek 1 and 2 is predicting a plague of locusts that has not yet happened, or has already happened.
Or is not gonna.
Oh, okay, he's calling me already, so I should probably go. Okay, so we got timing done. We got timing of you all.